Hey guys, this is Andrew Bush, and this is my nasal voice. Part of this part right here is for me to do a content warning. I'm warning you about the content that you're about to hear. It's very, very silly, very, very fictitious. It can sometimes get a little bit blue. Just wanted to give you a little heads up about that. That's it. That's all the time I'm going to waste of yours about talking about the content, because you want to listen to the content. So without further ado, here's that content behind door number one.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I am privileged to welcome you to another great episode of The Random Bush. Enjoy.
Today's episode is brought to us by ghosts. Ghosts. Support them now, because one day you'll be one.
Do we all really exist, Sean? Think about that.
Well, don't get me started.
Are we all just dust in the wind?
Do you want me to break this down for you?
No.
I'll tell you what happened.
Okay. How much time do we have?
All right, listen. Check
2 minutes.
This
go.
This is what's what.
Mm-hmm.
In 1972.
Oh, God. No, stop.
No,
I don't want to hear it.
No.
Okay.
There was a man. His name's Michael Kleber. Michael Kleber drove out to a bridge. He was going to commit suicide. He threw himself off the edge of this bridge. And in the 3.2 seconds it takes from the bridge to the water, his fear, his adrenaline, everything that's scorching through his system triggered. You know how you see everything that you've done your whole life before?
Yeah.
All right, all of that triggered in that moment. Everything you see and know is all imaginary. We all exist in the mind of Michael Kleber. All takes place in this 3.2 seconds that he's falling from the bridge. Any minute now, he's going to hit the water and this is all wiped out.
Wow.
That's
well,
shit,
keep
right
falling
there,
Michael Kleber.
Keep falling, Michael.
Keep on falling.
No, but here's the real question. Was he pushed? I don't know. I wanted to come up with something where people are like, whoa.
That's so
was
deep.
He? And if he was pushed, was that the devil?
Is Sean Random deep, or is he just full of shit?
Well, we both know
I'm
nuts.
And I'm pretty crazy. Yeah.
We both know I'm nuts. Mm-hmm. This conversation's right. Clearly worked out that I'm nuts. But I might be slightly brilliant, too,
mm-hmm.
with this whole Michael Kleber thing.
Right.
Nah, I'm just nuts.
No. I think that we can get enough people to believe that. 1972, Michael Kleber.
I'm going to start a new thing. I'm going to make t-shirts and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's the name of God.
You know what's crazy?
Michael Kleber.
You know what's crazy?
What's that?
We could go to the bridge. How messed up would this be if we go to the bridge where Michael Kleber fell? But, because this happened in 1972, remember?
Right. Okay.
So this has already happened, but the bridge is still there.
This is happening now.
No,
it's not 2016. It's still 1972. All of this.
But that's what I'm saying.
Seconds.
He's imagining. So let's say right now, you're imagining 2052, right?
Okay.
Imagine 2052. Are you still alive in 2052?
I sure hope so.
Okay, so you're.
As far as I'm concerned, yeah.
Right. Okay, let's go even further then. It's 2081.
Well, I'm still alive, but
I'm dead in 2081. Here's the thing: 2081, I am dead. I have since died, and I don't know if I'm gonna make it 2081. That's really far.
That's
2081, I am dead.
What is that? Like 60 years from now?
Oh yeah. Okay, then maybe I'll still be alive.
60 years from now?
Oh, then maybe I'll still be alive.
Yeah, you could still be kidding. I mean, medical technology. Okay, 2152. Neither of us are going to be here at 2152.
All right, 2152.
Okay.
The year is 2152. When we get in the car, we're going to be driving, and we're going to, there's going to be an animal that runs out on the road, and I'm going to swerve the car, and we're going to go flying out of the car, and we're both going to die today. And we will imagine, as we're both going through the windshield, dying, I will imagine life in 2152.
Okay.
And it will be that entire existence.
Oh, and you'll just spin into that.
And I will be imagining the idea that someone can come to this bridge and see where I died.
Oh, okay.
And see where I have gone off the cliff. So they can come back in 2152. They can come to the landmark and see where the god that created them died.
Okay.
The land of the dying god.
Oh, that's interesting.
See what I'm saying? So we could go to the bridge. So if Michael Kleber chooses, if Michael Kleber is imagining 2016, he can even manifest because he's imagining all of this. The trees, the birds, and everything. His brain is so fantastical. Does he keep the bridge in which he falls out of?
Oh, that's
still
weird. That would be meta. I don't
so
know.
You so you can go to the bridge and see if there's a memorial for him, or when you get to the bridge, do you just glitch and he hits the water? You go to the bridge and he hits the water.
Here's what I think.
As soon as a pilgrim makes their way to the bridge where he died to see the resting place of their fallen god, he hits the water.
That's dark. That's creepy. That's weird. That's deep. Here's what I'm thinking. All right, we get into that car accident on the way home from here. Like as you were saying before,
we
swerve. There's an animal in the road. We swerve. All right, I am projected out of the car. You're projected out of the car to the left. We're both instantly dead from this accident. I'm projected out of. I'm not wearing a seatbelt, and I go right out the windshield. I'll recall going out the windshield, and the moment before I hit the pavement, I'll have a moment of recollection where I go, "I am Michael Kleber." and at that very moment, I, as Michael Kleber, open my eyes, hit the water. I'm freezing cold, and I die.
Holy shit.
Right. So the moment before any of us dies, we recognize that we are Michael Kleber and we hit the water and we die.
Wow.
Right. So the trick to living forever is to never accept that you are Michael Kleber. And you can just go on and on and on. And that's how vampires happen. Vampires deny Kleberism.
Yeah. Holy crap.
This is really deep. I wish we had a philosopher here to really tear this apart.
We need a psychologist, a psychiatrist, and a philosopher.
And a rabbi.
And a rabbi, just to bris us both.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going for another bris. I don't think I had a first bris, but I know what happens in a bris, and they're not doing that to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was younger and I heard someone say bris, I was like, I thought they said brisk, which is a type of iced tea.
I went,
oh, I could go for a brisk.
That would be delightful. I would love
that. What, that baby gets all the iced tea it could ever drink?
I heard Tommy had a brisk. Can I get one too? I don't know, Andrew, you're a little old for a brisk, but if you want one, put it on the table. What?
I don't have the iced tea. What are you talking about?
First.
You have to give it to
me. Oh, you want an iced tea? We almost chopped up your penis. Get out of here. Go have fun.
The Dew of Breath.
Savannah.
Esteban!
I'm so glad I found you.
But I thought your father sent you on a company retreat.
I sent my assistant in my place. Oh, Savannah, no mere weekend workshop can keep me from you. I can't deny our love any longer. I have something I need to tell you.
No, Esteban, we can't. I love you too. But we have to accept the facts. Your father is a mass scientist supervillain. And my father is a superhero and sworn nemesis of your father. And no matter how hard we wish it wasn't so, it is. Please, Esteban, don't make this any harder than it has to be. Just go.
Savannah.
I can't. No.
There you are.
What is this?
I know you were up to no good, but this...
I didn't know you had a twin brother.
I don't have a twin.
Esteban.
You have been converting with my clone.
Esteban!
I had him created to sit in on meetings and take phone calls in my place. I recently learned he's been sneaking out and pretending to be me all over town.
Esteban! No!
I followed him here to see what he's been up to. I suspected espionage or the planning of a takeover. But to discover he's been cavorting around with a dirty hero girl? This is a new low. Even for a clone of me. Savannah.
Esteban! No! No, Esteban! No, just go. No!
Will Savannah break the clone, Esteban's heart? Will the real Esteban ever reveal his true and secret feelings for Savannah? Will Savannah ever tell anyone she is pregnant with a clone of Esteban's, and therefore, technically, Esteban's, but not Esteban's baby? Find out next time on The Dew of Breath.
One, two, three.
But you say on a count of three.
Do you say 1, 2, 3, go, or how do you do it? Let's start now.
Okay, like we're gonna race.
Yeah.
All right, and so it's on. We're gonna go on the count of three.
Yeah.
All right. So 1, 2, 3, go. You cheated. No, you cheated. You ran on two.
I went when I thought you were going to say three.
No, so it's not when you cheating. Think I'm going to say three. It's when I say three.
Yeah, but are you the kind of person that like goes 1, 2?
That's just part of the game.
No, you're the counter though. That's
well, I don't think the person making that call can actually be in the race because they're like 1, 2. Oh, false starts. You guys are all out.
In other countries, here's a question.
Okay.
In other countries, so like when we go. And, like, Americans are racing. Maybe it's everyone. Maybe this is everywhere. But, like, they have the little gun that they shoot in the air.
I don't know if like, that's a worldly thing.
Is that
they
a worldly
thing? They do it in the
thing?
Olympics, though.
When did that start with the guns shooting
it
in the air?
It does seem kind of...
I feel like it'd be, back in the... Like, they didn't have that back
that's
in the Olympics.
Is that going to evolve over time? Like, in the future, they'll have to fire the laser?
Like that? Boom! What if it doesn't make any noise? They have to be, like, looking at it?
Oh, wait. If we got the visual cue.
Yeah, the laser. Yeah. No, it's a little guy with a little gun, right? It's a little person with a little gun. I didn't mean to discriminate there.
Right. No,
person
I know what you mean.
A gun.
It's just, it's a human with a gun.
A human with a gun.
It's a human
you know
with a gun!
You know what'd be funny? If they just gave a gun to an orangutan... And they're just like ready. They're like, as soon as he pulls
guys,
the trigger,
that
whenever he goes,
we don't know where the bullet's going
to
go.
We gave it to him.
We don't know what direction the gun's going to be pointed in.
Hopefully, it'd be like a cap gun.
Inevitably,
you just give a cap gun to an orangutan.
No. This is a gun.
A live round.
This is a
gun.
Live orangutan with a live round gun. The gun has one shot in it, so the odds are real good he's not going to get anybody.
Oh, good. Thank God.
And the gun is duct taped to his hand.
I was going to say, imagine if it was just
just
a machine
awful.
Gun.
That's just awful. Just we can't duct tape the gun to the whole thing is awful, but I don't want him to just drop the gun because then the race will never start.
You should put like a little bit of like, what do orangutans eat? I don't want to say they eat bananas.
Fruit?
No, I don't want to say bananas.
I imagine
I feel like chimpanzees.
Stuff.
Who eats bananas? Monkeys eat bananas?
Those little Reese's monkeys.
They fucking love
bananas.
They fucking love them.
They love them more than we do because they know how to eat them right. They start with the bottom. What we think is the bottom. It's easier to open a banana that way.
Why? You squeeze it?
You know
how
that little
that?
Brown... Banana
the little
butt?
Black part? The
yeah.
Little banana
all right.
Belly button?
Hold that part up next time. You just squeeze that and the whole thing falls apart. Just poof, peels itself.
Oh, wow.
That's not true. But if you squeeze it, it will, it opens up a lot easier. They figured it out. That's the way that they open up a banana. And we have to grab the top part and rip it down. That's the wrong way.
Really?
Yeah. It's so much easier the other direction.
I like to like.
We should take it. They should know. They're the experts on the topic.
Yeah. It's true. Oh, man. Bananas are like...
There's a whole stereotype about it.
Yeah, there's a whole stereotype about how monkeys are the top banana eaters on the planet.
I heard a thing that monkeys have officially entered their stone age, as far as evolution is considered.
What? Monkeys have?
Monkeys have. To support this, there's all kinds of pictures of monkeys using rocks as tools. It's a willful use of tools.
Oh.
Maybe they're just smacking the rock against the shell to open up the shell, and that seems rather intuitive, but raccoons aren't doing that.
What, they're sharing this information, these monkeys?
Well, not necessarily sharing it, but one monkey in the group sees another monkey do that, and they're like, well, here's an interesting thing.
How do we detect when monkeys are entering into their stone age?
Apparently, monkeys are using tools, or utilizing things as tools in a way that other animals do not. Also, a very famous picture on the internet of a orangutan who had watched humans spearfishing and then got himself a stick and started working it out. Mm. So now this orangutan, I don't know how successful he was or whatever, but there's the idea that there's some orangutan out there who's spearfishing, and when he comes back to his group of orangutans, he comes back with a stick full of fish, and everybody's like, well, look at this guy. Guess who gets to mate tonight? So he's going to disseminate his genetics, which are slightly better because they're aware of how to spearfish or something. I don't know how that whole thing works.
Right.
But it's interesting to be able to witness.
I still want to get back to the idea with monkeys with guns. Monkeys with guns.
Okay, I support
telling
this.
People to run. Because
wait, how's the monkey telling people
to
run?
Well, because you give it to him at the start of a race. Because someone's got to fire the gun.
Well, no, I like this because it adds a fun element to the race.
Yeah.
Okay, like all the racers come out, they're on the line, they're like, okay, we're ready to go. They're all in their place. And then we release the monkey. And the monkey kind of just casually, there's no training. This monkey doesn't know that he has to walk to the center of their arena, raise the gun, and fire it. There is a gun, and it is duct taped to this monkey's hand, which I realize is incredibly inappropriate.
I was just thinking, why don't you put like some sort of food? like by the trigger.
Okay, the gun is smothered in peanut butter.
Oh yeah.
Well, no, because then because
he's gonna lick the trigger. He's gonna stick
I'm
his tongue.
He's gonna shoot himself. I want the monkey to get
That's
shot.
That's what I'm saying. Have it be a cap. Don't have it be like an actual bullet.
Here we go. Here we go. Okay.
After the monkey kills itself, people are gonna be like, "Oh, now I'm sad and I don't want to race.
We don't want that experience.
Yeah, you don't want a sad death
monkey. That is why
we're
gonna dress the monkey in full SWAT gear. Okay, so we have a gun.
Because it has to be a live bullet. So just put body armor on the monkey.
It has to be a live bullet.
Okay, I agree with this.
Okay, we're going to get an orangutan. We're going to put him in fitted full SWAT gear. This suit has been made for his body. We're not trying to make it fit onto him. We've made this specifically for this monkey. All right, and then this orangutan will be let loose roaming.
Wait, is it an orangutan or is it a monkey? Is it like an orange guy?
I'm seeing an orange guy, the
you
orangutan.
Like a little orange guy. He's kind of like,
I'm seeing an orangutan. They're a little bigger and they're a little,
Because I was thinking like a monkey with like a tail like hopping around like all
too.
Crazy. Like
oh, that's really fun.
Like they're nuts.
Also,
like a monkey is fucking crazy. An orangutan is kind of like, I'm an orangutan. I could be your buddy.
If it's a race, the race just takes place around the outer circle. On the inside, there's all kinds of things for the monkey to jump around on and stuff. All right. I'm leaning more towards monkey. Okay, and no, I got an even better idea.
Go on.
Okay.
Well, there are multiple guns in the middle?
Yes. There are 10 monkeys. Every monkey has a SWAT suit on. It can't get out of the suit, right? Mm-hmm. It's got the SWAT suit on. It has a gun, which is covered in peanut butter and like a chocolate shell. Yeah. You know how they do that with ice cream? They put the shell on it? Okay, we'll cover the gun in peanut butter and a chocolate shell, right? And we'll give each monkey a gun. Only one of the guns is loaded. Okay.
Oh.
Right. Only one of the guns is actually loaded. The other ones all have blanks in them.
Kind
of
like Schrodinger's monkey gun.
Yeah, Schrodinger's monkey gun.
We don't know if it's loaded
it's
until you pull that trigger.
Very famous study. Schrodinger's monkey gun. All right, so now we've got all these monkeys. They're in SWAT uniforms. They've got their peanut butter and chocolate gun. Mm-hmm. One of the guns is live. There's like little slots all around the arena. All right. And like 10 doors. And the 10 doors open and all the monkeys run out.
Right.
The audience is kind of at risk too because this gun could be pointed in any direction. Like,
I don't think I want to. I don't even think I give a shit at the race about this point. I just want to know. I want to put my money.
Right.
I'm
the monkeys.
I want to put my money on which monkey pulls that trigger.
Oh, there's
which
gonna be
monkey
a huge
finds that gun?
Circle.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be gigantic. Like, all the monkeys got a number on it. People are like, Six has got the bullet. I know it.
Oh,
come on,
man.
And then you also get to bet, like, how long are these monkeys going to fuck around on all this equipment before the gun goes off? Like,
A
lot of people are going to pay into, like, all right, it costs you $100 a bet to get in the first 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Anything beyond that is a $2 bet.
Right.
Right. So, like, you know, someone's going to come along and be like, oh, man, I just got this $2. I'm going to put it on 12 minutes. Monkey number 7. This could be my everything, right? And then they release the 10 monkeys and they're fucking around and they hit the 9-minute mark and this guy's like, yeah, we're going to do it, right? They hit the 10-minute mark. Come on, monkey number 7. Come on, monkey number 7. They hit the 11 mark. They're into the 12th minute. Monkey 7, bam, that gun goes off.
The people start running. They're running around the thing. They're going. They're making
right, the race starts.
The race begins.
They tear off
they're
running.
Doing the 1,000-yard dash at the same time this monkey just pulled his
Meanwhile,
gun.
Meanwhile, monkeys are still running in different directions.
I mean, people would be just cheering. Oh, yeah.
The runners have to look out for the monkeys.
And they're in full SWAT gear.
Also,
watch the fuck out.
Once like 10 men start running in the same direction, all these monkeys are going to be like, what the fuck is going on over there?
Because as soon as they hear the gunshot, they're going to freak out.
They're going to scatter.
Loud. They're going to run everywhere.
But then 10 men are also running.
Around. Hell yeah.
You know what? At the start of the race, when the gun goes off, no, I was thinking another door panel opens up and like a tiger comes out
to
scare the monkeys to the other side.
Yeah.
But now
like,
there's a tiger.
I feel like you kind of want the monkeys. I feel like if you give the monkeys free rein, they're not going to stay in the little gym area with the guns. I feel like you have to almost keep them in like a little box.
Well, I'm kind of seeing this as like an arena.
Yeah.
You know, like almost kind of like Roman style. Mm-hmm. So like there's this area down in the center that's a pit and then the crowd is all around.
But what about the track? There's like
the track
that goes
would
around
run around the
whole
circle of just the interior section.
Right.
So the audience is all the way around them. And then within the track is all of the various gymnast equipment and things like that. And then the walls of the track are where the slotted doors are. I think we're onto something. We can make racing way more exciting. Like people are
exactly.
too
exactly. Into this. I would like, watch every, like...
10 monkeys, a gun, and 10 men ready to run.
Yeah. 10 monkeys, a gun, and 10 men ready to run. Hell yeah.
What I love, though, is when the gun goes off, you're right, the monkeys will scatter.
Yeah, they're going to go, wah!
They're going to be panicking.
They're going to run everywhere.
And 10 men are going to start running in the same direction. They're going to be like, what the hell's going on over there? Right? And so they might merge onto the racers. It gives the race... Now they have to fight the monkeys.
Oh, they're going to be looking for, like... monkeys, like, running up in trees. Like, they'd be like, oh, I got to run up into a tree.
Oh, you're right. Maybe they'll go
run and they'll grab up onto the people, thinking that they're trees. But like,
they'll become further obstacles.
Oh, hell yeah. And they're in full SWAT gear. They can't really see out of their little gas masks or whatever they're fucking wearing.
Oh, no.
They're just running around. They got a little shield on the other side.
This is horrible.
They're in full riot gear.
But my gambler guy, he just made the money he needed. He made it. It's a miracle. Number 7 shot the gun in the 12th minute. Yay! I'm going to eat a steak tonight and sleep in a hotel.
Put $10 in, gets $1,000 back. That's
beautiful.
That's a good
situation.
It's a 1-10 odds or something.
10 monkeys, a gun, and 10 men ready to run.
And now, Random Bush is proud to present a reading from the secret journals of David Wayne Dunlap.
Tuesday, 11:41 a.m. Yesterday, I consumed 250 milliliters of fluid. However, only secreted 227 milliliters of fluid. Where are the remaining 23 milliliters of fluid? Note to self, how many milliliters do I sweat in an hour? I suspect Mother has something to do with this.
As always, we thank you for joining us. This has been a reading from the secret journals of David Wayne Dunlap.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the Random Bush. If you could do us a quick favor and just leave us a comment down below, that would really mean the world to us.
And that concludes our podcasting night. Thank you so much, each and every one of you, for tuning in. I hope you sleep well out there in Fairyland. And remember, bedbugs don't bite unless you want them to. Have a good night.